This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Mark, Michael, Don, and Peter, how are you doing today?
I'm great, guys. You?
We're doing okay. So I'm sure you heard a lot of what Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone said yesterday. Do you have any overriding thoughts on what they said and how they tried to explain the Game 2 situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were honest. They made a decision that didn't work out. And I think the reason they had to make that decision is they went into playoffs with one reliable starting pitcher in Gerrit Cole. And that was it. Tanaka obviously was not right season. His last start in the regular season was bad. Two bad starts in the postseason. And then you had a bunch of guys, you know, Jay Happ and Davey Garcia that weren't really top-of-the-line starters. So they were just put in a bad spot, and they got beat by a better team.
And sometimes you're guilty of not realizing what you had, because in a much more pressure-packed situation, Game 4, Montgomery was great. And so I guess in retrospect, maybe he would have been the better Game 2 starter.
Don, that's such a good point, because what I said and what a lot of guys all over baseball media said was, yes, I understand that you don't like this matchup, but at a certain point in time, you got to trust your guys just to go out and perform. And if you're in the big leagues, any time you're out on the mound, you have a chance to do something special. Davey Garcia could have gone 5 or 6 innings and given up one run. You know, we obviously saw Jordan Montgomery pitch well. If Jay Happ starts that game and maybe in a better state of a good start. So I think that I work out, the plan backfired. But at a certain point, if you're going to go win a World Series, you need to trust your guys to go out there and do their job.
Now, one thing that Brian really got fired up about yesterday, and I found it interesting, was the insinuation that Aaron Boone is a puppet, is not allowed to make his in-game decisions. And he said, that's just not true. As long as I'm here, that's not true. But I wonder, is any manager of a real analytic-based team, I mean, I think it's all semantics. He's actually pushing the buttons and sending the guy up the pinch hit. Nobody's on the phone telling him to do it. But it's all based on stats that computer spit out. Don't you agree?
I agree, Michael. And what happens nowadays is because of the amount of information we have and because there are so many guys that are giving you stats and matchups, you know exactly the situation that occurs and what you're going to do in that situation. So no manager gets surprised. That might have happened 5 years ago or 10 years ago. In 2020, no manager is getting surprised. So they knew what would happen if Davey Garcia didn't look great. You were going to push this button, and that was going to happen. So Aaron Boone is not a puppet, but these decisions are all made collectively as an organization.
What do you think you're stressing the most if you're Cash? All the different decisions that have to be made, Sanchez, Tanaka, you got to think about Judge's money. What decision do you think looms the largest for Brian Cashman?
Oh, there's a lot of them, Peter. I mean, there's the three big ones for me are, number one, what am I going to do with my starting rotation? Because it is very thin going into the offseason. Number two, what am I going to do with Gary Sanchez? Because he's this kind of weight that hangs around the team. And if he goes out and hits 180 again in April or May, are you going to release him? Are you going to bet? Like, what are you going to do with this guy if he has another terrible season? Number three, I got to figure out how to get more left-handed. You know, this team is so right-handed. We talk about it every single year. We go into the playoffs, and I say, man, this lineup is so good, and they can score 10 runs a game. But because they're so right-handed, they can be pitched to. And we saw it this postseason. They either scored 10 or they didn't score any, and that's a bad situation to be in.
But he did bring up a point about that. He said, you know, one of the free agent signings we made in the last couple of years, DJ LeMahieu, and I know that we're right-handed. He said, he's right-handed. Should I not have gotten him?
Well, that's a one-off. I'm talking overall. If you want to make your roster better, I've been thinking about this. What's the one move that's not a crazy move that makes your roster better? Is, you know, to me, as good as Luke Voit is, and as popular as he is, his value has never been higher. If you can trade Luke Voit this offseason, you can move LeMahieu to first. I'd definitely re-sign LeMahieu. That's a no-brainer. Move LeMahieu to first. Move Gleyber Torres to second because he's not a great defensive shortstop. It'll be easier on his body to play second base. And then go back out and re-sign Didi Gregorius because we know Didi can play in New York. He's a good defensive shortstop, and he's left-handed. I think that's the move that you make this offseason.
Is LeMahieu a no-brainer if it's 4 years, $100 million?
Ugh. I don't know what the financial situation of the Yankees is going to be this offseason. If Brian Cashman has a very small budget, then maybe DJ LeMahieu is out of their budget. But if the Steinbrenner family says, hey, I know we lost a ton of money this year, everybody in baseball lost money this year, but I'm still going to let you go out and sign a few guys, Cash, and we need to bring back LeMahieu, then of course it's a no-brainer.
Altuve, do you think that this is a sax and a knob block thing?
I don't. I think this was a temporary mind block. We saw yesterday he made a couple nice plays. He made a couple normal plays yesterday and threw the ball fine. I think this is every now and then your mind just locks up for a couple games or a week or two, and that's what happened. And you see with pitchers that go through a certain point in time where they just can't throw strikes. I don't think this is going to be a major issue. DJ LeMahieu is one of those guys that you see is just so consistent. We thought that Jose Altuve was that consistent guy. Like, hey, just put him out there and just, he's automatic, but he's not a machine. You know, Jose Altuve is a guy, he's a human being. He's been through a lot this year with all of the cheating stuff and people calling him different names. I think he just had a couple bad games.
I'm going to say something that might be a little controversial. Everybody hates the analytics, right? They hate the whole feel of the analytics. But when Dusty Baker says, I went out to talk to Max Scherzer and I looked him in his blue eye and I said, you know, I'm going to keep him in. And he keeps in Greinke yesterday when he probably shouldn't have. Now, Greinke got out of it and Greinke showed appreciation. But one thing, Dusty's never won. So everybody loves this old throwback, but I don't think that's the way to manage in today's game either. What do you think?
Well, there's a mixture of gut and analytics. And I think a manager like Dusty Baker, when it's a coin toss, When it's like, man, I don't really know what to do here. Do I trust my gut or do I trust my analytics? He's going to trust his gut, and he's going to live and die with that. And I think if the Astros lost that game because Dusty Baker kept Zach Greinke in the game, the Astros were going to lose. They were down 3-0. It's almost like, what do you have to lose there? But I think we've kind of gone past the point where we let a manager just do everything on his gut, and the toss-ups. A guy like Dusty Baker, you know, we've talked on the show about guys like Buck Showalter. They're probably going to go with their gut if it's a toss up.
But I'll tell you this though, Mark. If Dave Roberts in a big game did that, or if Aaron Boone in a big game did it and it didn't work, they'd get fired. I'm convinced of it. They would.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Aaron Boone and Dave Roberts have had really good teams, 100 win teams, incredible rosters. Payrolls, you know, one and two in payrolls in baseball, and they haven't won yet. That's why they're under the microscope. I mean, Aaron Boone is under the microscope. As much as we love this guy, and I think they should absolutely bring back Aaron Boone, I think he better win in 2021. I mean, next season is going to be huge for him, and I would say for Dave Roberts, this year is huge.
Let me throw this at you, though, and I've said this over and over, Mark. If an analytic team that's presenting all these numbers to a guy and he's managing with those numbers and those numbers don't work, like game two, you'd be hypocritical to the nth degree if you fired him. That's why Dave Roberts, who I think made moves that lost the Dodgers a World Series, got a four-year extension because he's just doing the bidding of the numbers.
Yeah, but you're talking about two different things, Michael, because I don't disagree with you. You're talking about the actual what's fair on the field, and you're 100% right. I'm talking about in the New York marketplace and in the L.A. marketplace, when your fans say, you better fire this guy or we're stopped. We're not going to watch this team. We're gonna you know, stop going to the games. That's a different story.
Yeah,
so
I think it'd be unfair.
On the field, it is unfair to put – you know, Roberts and Boone in that situation. But you guys know, you've been in this city for long enough, Michael. every decision is not made based on what's fair on the field or the team. A lot of decisions are made based on the fan base and the media and, you know, kind of the masses.
And I know this. I don't know if this matters anymore, Mark, but you played. I bet you if you're Altuve and you're not DH'd, if you're Granky and he leaves you in the game, you'll run through a wall for your manager. Right? So I would think in the analytic world, it's like, all right, my manager, he may not be a puppet, but it's not like he's doing my bidding. He's doing the bidding of the higher-ups. He's doing the bidding of the numbers. I would think that the players right now for Dusty Baker had run through a brick wall for him because of the decisions he made. And I think that means something in the playoffs.
It absolutely does mean something, and I think that the manager's job more than ever today is to do exactly what you just said. You know, maybe probably before my time, a manager had more control of a game because it was maybe him and his coaches figuring out what to do during a game, when to bring a guy in, when to put a guy on the bench, you know, when to make a pitching change. Now those decisions are made for you. So I think a manager today, his job is to get the most out of his players. And if you have players buy into to what you're doing or what you're selling, or you know that a manager's got your back, you will absolutely run through a wall for him.
Great stuff, Mark. We'll talk to you next week.
Always fun, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.